Somewhere, a child began to cry. In the house across the way, an old woman closed the shutters. It was hot with all the heat of an autumn evening in Palestine. Standing near the window, I looked out at the transparent twilight whose descent made the city seem silent, motionless, unreal, and very far away. Tomorrow, I thought for the 100th time, I shall kill a man. And I wondered if the crying child and the woman across the way knew. I didn't know the man. To my eyes, he had no face. He didn't even exist, for I knew nothing about him. I didn't know whether he scratched his nose when he ate, whether he talked or kept quiet when he was making love, whether he gloried in his hate, whether he betrayed his wife or his God or his own future. All I knew was that he was an Englishman and my enemy. The two terms were synonymous.
"Don't torture yourself," said God in a low voice. "This is war."
His words were scarcely audible, and I was tempted to tell him to speak louder because no one could possibly hear. The child's crying covered all other sounds, but I couldn't open my mouth because I was thinking of the man who was doomed to die. "Tomorrow," I said to myself, "we shall be bound together for all eternity by the tie that binds a victim and his executioner."
"It's getting dark," said God. "Shall I put on the light?"
I shook my head. The darkness was not yet complete. As yet, there was no face at the window to mark the exact moment when day changed into night. A beggar had taught me a long time ago how to distinguish night from day. I met him one evening in my hometown when I was saying my prayers in the overheated synagogue. A gaunt, shadowy fellow, dressed in shabby black clothes, with a look in his eyes that was not of this world. It was at the beginning of the war. I was 12 years old. My parents were still alive, and God still dwelt in our town.
"Are you a stranger?" I asked him.